I don't understand. Where are we? What year is it? Where's this place? What decade? I don't understand. I'm very confused right now. I don't understand what's happening. It's very bleary. Everything has gone very bleary.
Hi, I'm Aloysius J. Pig. Who are you?
Oh, Aloysius J. Pig, I haven't seen you in a lifetime. It's been so very, very long.
Wait a minute. Are you Natty Bumpercar?
Yes.
Huh?
It is me.
I don't understand. You look so old, and your voice sounds all different, and you kind of smell a little bit funny, and what's going on?
Aloysius, I was sitting in a cave, and then a bright light flashed. And then all of a sudden, I was here. I don't recognize this place. I recognize you, of course, but I don't know when I am or where I am.
And, okay, so, when you is 2021?
2021, yes. So we're still in an age where we're counting the years in one by one.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Of course we are. How else are we going to count the years? I don't mean no sense.
Well, where I come from, we count the years based on quadradramatic equational variable relations.
No.
Do you understand what that means?
No, that was all a bunch of gibberish. It sounded like you took the biggest words that popped into your head and you squished them all together. No. You count years one by one. It's like 2020, 2021, 2022, 23, etc. Like, that's just 25, wait, 24. I don't know, but you know what I'm saying. No. So it's like 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2.
That's 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. You're talking in code now. Have we crossed that Rubicon and we're all talking in code now?
No. I ain't never crossed no Rubicon. I don't know what that is, even. I was just counting the way that I count. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, etc.
Okay. Fine. So it's 2021.
Yeah. Do you want some water?
You have water still in this time.
Sounded raspy. I was...
I'm very...
Of course we got water.
No.
It's right here from the sink, from the tap. What for the refrigerator?
You still have refrigeration. And water in this time. Wonderful. Wonderful. I think I've made it back to where I'm supposed to be. Back to where I can fix everything before...
What do you mean?
Everything happens.
What is everything and everything happening? I ain't understand.
Now, excuse me, everybody. It's myself, Mr. Rufus T. Rufus in charge and large and in the room and saying... Hello to you real soon. Hello. So, I'm wondering, Aloysius J. Pigaloo, who this man is right over here?
Rufus.
Who is he? And why is he in here? And what is he talking about fixing anyway and any who and any how?
Rufus, it's me. It's Natty Bumpercar from the future, I suppose, is what I've been told. I was in a cave. You see, I was in a cave, and then there was a very bright light, and
you can't be just talking to me. Do you have your own lawyer representation? Your lawyer from the future, as it were? Because he can't just come in here and start spouting off and giving me words and spinning yarns and telling stories, because all of this can be used in a court of law, you understand, sir?
You have to understand that you are my lawyer. You were my lawyer before everything happened, and then everything happened. You understand? You guided me up until your very end.
His very end? What are you saying? Rufus T. Rufus went away somewhere?
No, I heard that as well, Aloysius, and I'm backing away a little bit here because that sounded a little bit like a threat. It sounded a little bit aggressive, if you will, and I, of course, don't appreciate a man such as you telling me anything about anything, or as it were, anything at all.
Rufus, you don't know, it's wonderful to hear your jibber-jabber. It's been so long. I've been so lonely. I've been by myself for a long time with nothing. No one to speak to. No one to speak of. It's been very difficult.
Sounds like it was very difficult. So, when you say no one, does that include, like, no pigs?
Nary.
Or what are we talking about
nary
here?
Nary a pig to be seen. Nary a pig to be found. Nary a pig to be heard. It was the worst of times. You know, now, it does sound pretty tragic. I'm getting a little bit uncomfortable. So tell me a little bit more about this cave in which you were. Was it a regulated cave? Should you have been with the handrails? Was it slippery at all? Was there any kind of bats or anything? Any vermin is what I'm asking. Any kind of dangerous issue? Because we might be able to build this up into a case against the caves. It'd be Natty Bumper Car, guided by Rufus T. Rufus, versus caves. Yes,
no.
And we cave money goes deep.
Rufus.
Could be a real windfall for us, my friend.
Rufus, I understand and I appreciate you trying to toe the line and find your loyally angle in this as you do. You're an expert at all of these things.
I do declare.
Yes. This is much larger than litigation against holes in the ground. This is something much larger than all of us. This is everything that happened and then everything that happened.
Hey everybody, it's me, Doodle Poodle. I was hearing a lot of confusion and a lot of talk about caves, and I was wondering if maybe I could make some drawings based off of your descriptions, and then we could figure out exactly what happened, and then maybe that could give us some answers, and then
Doodle Poodle, you're still here.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. I don't know how to proceed. I'm flummoxed. I'm fading. I need some rest. I haven't slept in many times.
Okay, so I mean, we can give you some place to rest until we figure this stuff out, of course. But I think first you're gonna want to take a shower because you also this is coming from a pig. I am a pig. Aloysius, of course. I'm gonna say it smells like you also haven't bathed in many a time. Is this potentially possible?
We have no water to sip. We have no water to drink. We have no water at all. So there's the only way we are able to bathe is much like a baby bird, where we find a nice dry patch and we just powder ourselves down with it, and so it just helps to keep the flies off. There's a lot of flies where I come from, and it helps to keep us protected from some of the things that are out there. Now, this is a lot of vagaries that you're putting out. The everything that happened with the everything, the things that are out there. There's a cave, there's a blue light. We don't know anything about anything. Pig, where's Natty Bumper Car? Again, my friend, I am Natty Bumper Car. It's a name I have not heard in a long time spoken aloud, though.
Yeah, we understand, Grandpa, that you're whatever. We're gonna say future bumper car or whatever. Dystopian bumper car from the end time. I don't know. Bumper car after the everything is everything. We got it. I think Rufus is asking where the natty that we're more familiar with is currently in.
Precisely correct, Aloysius. So thank you, sir, for stepping in and clarifying and quantifying and explaining what I was trying to do. I think if we could get Natty over here, maybe this dog can make some drawings as he does, and Natty we can introduce him.
No,
and we could try to.
You can't bring him here. Don't you understand? The space-time continuum will explode if we're in the same room together. We can't see each other. We can't be near each other.
But
it's just impossible.
Okay. Can you talk on the phone or send a letter? I don't know. I mean, like, we're trying to figure. We're playing this by ear, all right? Adorable little pig ears, and we're trying to figure it out. And you're not super helping on. If I'm to be honest, if I'm to be real.
Hey, everybody. party while you're all talking. I drew this nice little doodle of what maybe the cave looks like, and I don't know. Did I do a good job?
You did an excellent. This is a wonderful cave tour. I mean, I wasn't there, but to my eye, expert as it is, it looks like a cave to me. So it's, with a blue, I see the blue light right there. That's wonderful.
How did this dog draw this? He wasn't there. He's captured the moment perfectly. This dog is some sort of a seer into the future where I've come from. We have to work. We have to figure this out. We have to solve this mystery.
And ladies and gentlemen, I think that's why it makes sense to call this the official start of season 2 of the Bumper Podcast. 388 episodes in the making. What is the everything that happened after everything happened? What is future Bumper Car and where's our regular Bumper Car? Is Doodle Poodle really a seer into the future?
And when am I going to get some lunch? I'm very, very hungry right now.
I would also like some lunch. I haven't eaten in...
Yeah, in a time after a time after. We get it. We understand. It's a rough place where you came from. We'll get you some lunch.
I'm just going to stay here and doodle. But if you could pick me up a banana, you know I'd love one.
This has been a non-productive media presentation. Executive producer, Frank Hablawi. This program and many others like it on the Non-Productive Network is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license. Please share it, but ask before trying to change it or sell it. For more information, visit non-productive.com.